هذا أنا يوشي عم بخان ديو قلن دعاري بل أغلى من حديد أغلقان كنا عرام أكشنين قدمان يوت.
This week's parsha we read Korach, the Maisa that the Korach wanted to be a Kohen. And the whole story in the end, the Torah tells us about certain mitzvahs that are for the Kohen. And one of the mitzvahs is Pidyon HaBen. So the Pidyon HaBen, you give the money to the Kohen. That's one of his privileges, that the Kohen gets the money as a Matnas Kahuna. It's a Matana that's given to the Kohen. And the Gemara says in the end of Psachim that the father makes two brachas when he does the gives the money. One on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, and one Shechiyanu. Makes a bracha of Shechiyanu. And the Rambam says, because if you have a mitzvah that doesn't happen every day, Pidyon HaBen doesn't happen every day, right? So it doesn't happen every day, you make a Shechiyanu, and that's why the Rambam's opinion is that even at a bris milah, you make a Shechiyanu, and that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael, and what Sfardim also do that. But Ashkenazim don't make a bracha of Shechiyanu only on Pidyon HaBen, but not on the bris milah. Because since the bris milah, he's only 8 days, so you don't know, God forbid, maybe he's not going to live. 30 days already, he's already 30 days. So that's a simcha, and also the child is having tsar, so he's getting in pain, so you don't make it, so that's why the Ashkenazim, they don't make a Shechiyanu. So everyone makes a Shechiyanu on Pidyon HaBen. When it comes to bris milah, so the Rambam says to make it, but Tosa says not. So in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is to make a Shechiyanu on the bris milah, and Sfardim even in here make it, but the Ashkenazim don't make a bracha only on the Pidyon HaBen, they make Shechiyanu, but on the bris milah, no Shechiyanu.